everyone, you are listening to The Nutrition Nerd, and today I have some good news for you. So when it comes to nurturing brain health and maintaining independence later in life, specifically when a patient is at risk or has even been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease, a healthy, nutritious diet no doubt plays an important role. Now, currently there are no set-in-stone nutrition recommendations for Alzheimer's patients, but for most institutions, such as the Mayo Clinic or the Cleveland Clinic, a hybrid of the DASH diet and Mediterranean diet, collectively sometimes referred to as the MIND diet, is ideal. Now, this protocol for the MIND diet centers on plant-based foods while limiting red meat, saturated fats, and sweets. According to the Mayo Clinic, observational studies show a 53% reduction in the development of Alzheimer's, as well as a slowing of cognitive decline and improvement in verbal memory when on this diet, which is wonderful. So if this diet interests you, I highly encourage you to look it up. The Mayo Clinic has a great webpage on the MIND diet. But the good news is, I think you will find that this diet is not incredibly unique. The DASH diet and the Mediterranean diet are both frequently recommended in doctor's offices, regardless of age or level of brain health. Think green leafy vegetables, cooking with olive oil, and no more than one glass of red wine a day. There's really nothing groundbreaking about the MIND diet, and this should be encouraging. It's very doable. So if this applies to you, I highly encourage you to enlist the help of a registered dietitian. Make the investment because they can most definitely help you. All very manageable. This has been The Nutrition Nerd. Hopefully you learned something new today, and I will catch you in the next one.